Baylor University, where light shine bright. Previously on the John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
Back with us, John Morris, Garrett Ross, and we're joined by the coach of the number one ranked volleyball program in the country, Coach Ryan McGuire from Baylor Volleyball. Coach, how's that sound to you as an intro?
You know, it just sounds good to hear your voice, John. Garrett, I appreciate you guys having me.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
No, don't sidestep what I'm asking you there now. You guys up to number one in the country. What a great, what a great season you have going to get to 11-0 and get to the number one ranking.
You know, we have a great, great group of girls, and it just, I feel like each year I've been able to be at Baylor, they've just grown so much tremendously in such different ways. So, it's something we're going to cherish. You know, it's hard to get to where we've gotten. It's taken a lot of work, and to just be able to share it with some beautiful women, it's pretty fun.
Stay connected with the Voice of the Bears on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat at Voice of Bears.
You know, I think there's some timeless principles at play here, and just learn how to be Christ-like warriors, to learn how to handle conflict so there's not drama within a team, to be able to love loudly. I think to pour into one another and know how to be a great teammate, not, you know, in a way that's going to bring the best out of yourself, but also bring out the best in others. So there's definitely some similarities. And, you know, God being our head coach is definitely one of them.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, and welcome, John Morris Show on a Wednesday. Glad you're with us. Coach Ryan McGuire in the Open, Baylor Volleyball. Number one in the nation in action tonight on the floor in the Farrell Center hosting Oklahoma. Welcome in. Glad you're with us. Coach McGuire was on with us yesterday. If you missed any or all of that, you can check out the podcast available on the web at
CentexSportsFan.com.
How long is it going to take me to learn that?
It'll take a while.
Can we write that on a piece of paper on the wall here? We got a lot of papers on the wall.
We'll get that one for you.
There's the Bush's Chicken text line number. That's good to have. There's the UBO billboard. There's a note to record Rangers post game. We can take that one down for now.
Yeah.
Did you tweet it reminder? There's all those around. Can we just put Syntex Sports Fan. What is it?
CentexSportsFan.com. Well, I think we'll take down the Rangers and we'll put that one up there. Just swap them out.
Swap it out. Yes. There's a space right there. Yeah. You can take that one down. Or even write it on the bottom of that sheet and just leave that one up there. All right. I'm sorry. I can't remember that. But CentexSportsFan.com is the new website. Check that out. And podcasts available from all the interviews, all the shows here on ESPN Central Texas. I'm John Morris. You heard the voice of Garrett Ross. In studio today. Garrett's still fighting the allergies, fighting the good fight. Yeah. And we're saying if we get a little rain, clear the air a little bit, that might help. And then that front that's supposed to come through this weekend, boy, you would think that would really help.
That's what I'm holding out for. I don't trust the rain. I mean, and it might rain a little bit.
Right.
But I'm really hoping, more so, not just my allergies, but it'd be nice to just get some cold weather in general.
Isn't that the truth?
So I'm just holding out hope for that.
Isn't that the truth? It's October, for crying out loud.
I know.
It's October 2nd today. So that's coming. You know, front's supposed to be here. Actually, it's a couple of fronts. One coming through today or tomorrow, I think. And then another one Sunday into Monday. Highs Monday in the 70s or the low 80s. So pretty significant drop, it looks like.
Yeah, and I'm ready to make some soup and just, you know, chill and enjoy it. And so I'm really hoping that this hurries up.
Yeah, not that 80s is build a fire weather.
No.
But it is certainly better than high 90s.
Oh, absolutely. I'll take that any day.
Again, this time of year. It's just time time for a change. I'm just ready for a change. All right, Baylor Volleyball is in action tonight on the floor in the Farrell Center, 7 o'clock match time. Baylor number one in the nation. They are 11-0. They'll get a Stern test from Oklahoma, which is 10-3 on the year, and the Sooners are off to a 2-0 start in conference play. Baylor is 1-0 in conference play. The 3-0 victory over Kansas on Saturday. 7 o'clock tonight. Come join us if you can. If not, it will be on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus. Katie Steger and I will have the telecast there on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus tonight at 7 o'clock. Not only is Baylor winning every match they have played this year, but they have been really dominant. They've still just dropped two sets all year. So, you know, in volleyball, it's a best of five match. So, first one to three, you know, wins. Mm-hmm. Baylor has not been pushed to five sets this year. They've only been pushed to four twice. One of those was at Wisconsin. It was when Wisconsin was number four in the nation. This was September 6th, the tournament in Madison. And Wisconsin actually won the first set, and then Baylor came back to win the next three. And so that one ended up 3-1 Baylor. And then about a week later, September 12th, Baylor hosted Houston, part of a Baylor tournament here in the Farrell Center. Baylor won the first two sets, if I remember right. Houston won the next one, and then Baylor won the fourth to finish off a 3-1 victory. And that's it. Everything else has been 3-0 sweeps for this Baylor team.
I think that's what's been probably one of the most impressive things, is because they're not just beating teams, they're shutting them out. And, you know, this Oklahoma match will probably be their most important one of the season, if you think about it. And it'll just be interesting to see what they can do tonight.
Yep, so 7 o'clock tonight, Baylor and OU, Farrell Center, Kansas State in here to play Baylor on Saturday at 2 p.m. But the complete focus is on OU coming up tonight, and come out and see the number one ranked volleyball team in the nation. Baylor on the floor as the number one team for the first time ever this evening.
What does it feel like saying that?
It sounds pretty good.
Sounds pretty good.
It really does. It really does. Yesterday we gave you that list of programs, you know, or sports at Baylor that have been number one, and the date when it happened most recently. It's a pretty good list.
It really is.
You know, there might be some schools where that'd be a really short list, or maybe no list at all, having been number one in the nation.
And it just really shows the growth of the programs as a whole.
For sure, yeah. So that's tonight, volleyball, Baylor, Oklahoma, 7 o'clock in the Farrell Center. Coming up later in the hour, we'll visit with Wyatt Thompson, the great voice of the Kansas State Wildcats, Baylor K-State football coming up this Saturday. 2:30 kickoff from the Little Apple, Manhattan, Kansas. It's on ESPN2 and, of course, here on ESPN Central Texas as well. Our tailgate show on the air at 12:30 on Saturday, and then kickoff at 2:30 for the Bears and the Wildcats, part of a full Saturday of action in the Big 12 football-wise. Kind of a strange schedule, three games at 11 a.m. and two games at 2:30. So you're going to have either a remote that works well, or multiple TVs, or just you know, switch between them as you desire. 11 a.m. on ABC, sixth-ranked Oklahoma plays at Kansas. OU's got this streak going with road victories. You know about this?
I don't.
So Oklahoma has won 21 consecutive true road games. Road games. Now, so Texas OU at the Cotton Bowl, that's not a true road game.
Right.
That's a neutral site game. So true road games, they've won 21 straight. That ties Alabama's streak from 1970 to 75 for the second longest true road winning streak in the AP poll era since 1936. And they play on the road again this week at Kansas. I think folks think it won't be much of an issue there.
No.
Against KU. Nothing against KU, but Oklahoma is rolling. Oklahoma's 2-3 on the year now, and 0-2 in conference play.
Yeah, the Sooners are just phenomenal. Their offense is it's so fun to watch and explosive, and Jalen just seems like the perfect fit for it.
Hadn't he stepped in and just done great? I mean, in the summer we were saying, all right, are they going to change the offense to fit him, or what's going to happen? I think he's just stepped in and just assumed the reins there of that Oklahoma offense. They're number one in the nation.
Yeah.
OU offense is number one in the nation, 668.5 yards per game. So I'd say Jalen Hurts and Oklahoma's been a really good marriage.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's a game at 11 a.m. It's on ABC, 11 a.m. on FS1. 21st-ranked Oklahoma State plays at Texas Tech. Cowboys starting to find their stride a little bit. Big win for them last week over previously undefeated Kansas State. Tech coming off the loss to Oklahoma. They're 2-2 on the year, 0-1, but at home. This will be fun to watch. Oklahoma State at Texas Tech Saturday.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting game, and Oklahoma State has found their groove with the running game. So if Tech can slow that down, I think they're going to have trouble slowing it down, but we'll see how that one plays out.
Man, Chuba Hubbard leads the nation in rushing, 296 rushing for him against K-State last Saturday. Also at 11 o'clock, it's on ESPN2, TCU at Iowa State, two teams that really need to find a way to win. TCU's 3-1. They're not struggling. Mm-hmm. They're 1-0 in conference. They beat Kansas last week, but Iowa State is now 2-2. They're 0-1 in conference after the loss here in Waco.
I think all the pressure's on Iowa State. They have to get that win. I mean, they have to. There's no other way to put it.
Yeah, this was a 17-14 game last year. TCU won in Fort Worth. You'd expect that same type game, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday. Baylor at K-State, we've talked a lot about that. 2:30 Saturday here on ESPN Central Texas. Television on ESPN2. And then 2:30 on ABC, 11th-ranked Texas at West Virginia. Texas, both teams coming off open dates last week. They're both 3-1. They're both 1-0 in conference, playing in Morgantown.
And that's a really good game. I mean, Texas is probably the favorite to win, but you can never take anything for granted when you go to West Virginia and play. And I think that'll be a key factor, seeing how they can overcome that atmosphere.
Yep. So that's the schedule of games Saturday, first Saturday all year, that all 10 teams play each other in 5 conference games. So it's all conference matchups from here on out in the Big 12. All right, off and running on a Wednesday. We're glad you're with us. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more in a moment. A little bit later, we'll be joined by Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the Kansas State Wildcats. Talk some Baylor K-State coming up Saturday at Bill Snyder Family Stadium in Manhattan. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. They're at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Here today with Waco's financial and retirement planning resources, the team from Lovett and Associates, founder CEO Kendall Lovett, as well as advisor Jeremy Mossick. Kendall, what is the mission there at Lovett and Associates, and what do you do to help your clients achieve that mission?
Retirement is our mission. We wake up every day trying to help as many people as we can avoid the mistakes that most people make when they're preparing for retirement. That day comes around a lot quicker than they expect it to.
You mentioned avoid the mistakes. It's been said that smart people learn from their own mistakes. I really feel like we don't have the time to learn from our own mistakes in retirement. You sort of only get one chance at that ideal retirement.
You do. You get one chance at it. I think most people make a big mistake of procrastinating and saying, I'll get around to that when the time comes. We try to make people realize that if they get into a habit, that when the time comes, the money will be there. If you put it off one time, it makes it easier to put it off the next time, and it's time to retire and the money's not there.
There are several things that take place that can really spark the need to seek professional advice. That big event, someone who is approaching retirement quicker than they thought they would, a large liquidity event, the sale of a property, sudden wealth, that liquidity event puts you in a position where you're dealing with more money and a lot more planning than the average person might be comfortable dealing with. And so coming to see an advisor to prepare for that and receive the best advice that you can under those circumstances is very important.
And at Lovett & Associates, they do offer that guidance to savers and investors across Waco on a complimentary, no cost, no obligation basis. All you need to do is pick up the phone and give a call, 254-870-6800. That's 254-870-6800.
Security and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other entity.
Direct phone number to reach Lovett & Associates is 254-751-1256.
Matt Mosley Show brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas and Chevy truck headquarters. October's Truck Month at Jim Turner Chevrolet. With our best truck deals of the year, come see the difference. So many of our friends rave about transparent pricing, the highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Check us out online at turnerchevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Sick 'em, Bears.
D'Amore Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit D'Amore Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. Five winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit D'Amore today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has protected fellow Texans with auto, home, health, and life insurance since 1952. With more than 260,000 square miles of land and 27 million people, that's a lot to cover. Whether you're wrangling cattle or wrangling kids, we're proud to protect Texans and all Texan ways of life.
Visit Texas Farm Bureau Insurance today at tfbinsurance.com to get insurance for Texans by Texans. Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Welcome back to the John Morris Show. Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, John Morris Show on a Wednesday, brought to you by UBO Business Services. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. You can give Sean a call at 254-772-1600. That is UBO Business Services. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. We'll visit with Wyatt Thompson coming up next segment, voice of the K-State Wildcats. Baylor and K-State coming up Saturday from Manhattan. Want to remind you about this also. We heard from Kim Mulkey yesterday as they started practice for the new season, and the Women's Basketball Tip-Off Club is having their annual Welcome Back Dinner tomorrow night, Thursday night. So it's tomorrow night. This is a big deal. If you're a member of the Tip-Off Club, you know what I'm talking about. It is, as good as the brunch is at the Baylor Club on Sundays. When it comes to potluck dinners,
right?
I'm not sure anything tops this welcome back potluck dinner for Baylor women's basketball.
You can't beat a good potluck dinner.
I know. Isn't that great?
Yeah, they're awesome.
Isn't that just kind of a throwback to Sundays, church? I don't know if anybody does that anymore, but man, I think we used to.
Most of the times you hear potlucks is really in situations like this, but yeah, I remember like the big meals on Sundays.
Yeah.
It was just good. It was fun. I remember that.
It was good. I mean, my dad was a Baptist preacher when I was growing up, and so it was a kind of a regular thing. Mm-hmm. Sunday potluck dinner on the grounds, and people would kind of bring, you know, their favorite recipe or something. I'm sure it was organized, so you didn't have all, you know, corn dishes, but
right.
But it was really good. I remember that very fondly. So here's an option for that for you. It comes up tomorrow evening. Here's some details. The event is open to the public. Doors open at 5:30 tomorrow. Admission is a side dish or a dessert. So that's your only admission charge. You bring that, and the Tip-Off Club will provide chicken strips from Bush's Chicken along with gravy, rolls, and iced tea. Baylor women's basketball coach Kim Mulkey will be the key speaker. She'll introduce the team, which features 9 returning players, 2 graduate transfers, and a freshman, as only Coach Mulkey can. She will have the crowd in the palm of her hand, no doubt. There is a drive for women's basketball season ticket sales and Tip-Off Club memberships. Floor seating begins at 6. We told you the doors open at 5:30. Dinner begins at 6:30. So that is tomorrow night. We'll remind you about it again tomorrow. The annual Baylor Women's Basketball Tip-Off Club Welcome Back Dinner tomorrow evening in the Farrell Center. And good opportunity. And it's not, let me make the point, it's not just for tip-off club members. Mm-hmm. This is open to anyone, open to the general public. Just bring a side dish or a dessert, and that's how you get in. And then if you would like some information on being a member of the tip-off club or a season ticket holder or something like that, that will be available there. But it's open to the public for tomorrow night.
I guarantee you it'd be a safe bet to say there'll be a packed house.
Yes, there always is. That is great. So that is tomorrow night. We'll remind you about it again tomorrow. Doors open at 5:30. Dinner starts at 6:30 for the Baylor Women's Basketball Welcome Back Dinner in the Farrell Center. All right, let's take a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll visit with Wyatt Thompson. We'll check in Manhattan, Kansas, the Little Apple, K-State and Baylor, Saturday afternoon, 2:30 from Bill Snyder Family Stadium. We'll do that when we come back. John Morris Show, brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
If you prefer real mornings, shouldn't you have a real breakfast? At McDonald's, we get real about breakfast. Now, enjoy a savory sausage biscuit or sausage McMuffin with crispy hash browns for only $2. It's time to wake up breakfast. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
In Waco, Texas, we like to win. On the ball field, in the boardroom, we welcome competition. We work hard. We play fair. And at Jeff Hunter Toyota, we're determined to do whatever it takes to win your trust. In Waco, this is who we are. And Toyota is what we drive. Shop Jeff Hunter Toyota. Toyota quality, Waco values.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Ward Weitz. Be sure and join me every Friday morning game day with Coach Jeff Hume for Huddle with Hume at Barefoot Campus Outfitter, Fate Avenue in Waco. We'll get you ready for the game at 8 a.m. with Coach Jeff Hume talking about last week's game and the upcoming game Friday night. Huddle with Hume. We'll have fresh coffee and donuts every Friday morning. It's game day live at Barefoot Campus Outfitters right here on ESPN Central Texas.
J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance for 8 consecutive years for the highest customer satisfaction with auto insurers in Texas. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5. Baylor AD Mac Rose joined You Make the Call on Tuesday to talk all things Baylor athletics, including how he knew 3 years ago head football coach Matt Rule was the right guy for the job.
I knew because he sat down and I knew the person. He's got that special ability to connect, and he cares, and he can be trusted. In a very short time, He's been able to garner the trust of Texas high school football coaches. You know, we all believe and know that they are the best of the best in the country. And Matt and the staff have done a great, great job resonating with them.
For the complete interview, go to CentexSportsFan.com under podcast. Tonight, the Rays and the A's take the field in the AL wildcard game. First pitch from Oakland is at 7 p.m. on ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. This is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where light shine bright.
Yeah, I think they're really good at the skill positions, and it starts with the quarterback. I think he's a tremendous football player. Can beat you with his arm, can beat his legs, keeps plays alive really, really well. I was really impressed with him. Obviously, watching the first few games where they had some blowout wins, but against Iowa State, that does an awful lot of things on defense, pressures and different pictures, and I thought he managed the game exceptionally well. And then on the two-minute drive, he won the game. He just flat won it because he just made plays, and so it starts with him. They have really good backs and receivers.
Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
That's Chris Klieman, the first-year head coach at Kansas State after a very, very successful coaching career the last 5 years at North Dakota State. Now settling in Kansas State, has the Wildcats off to a great start. 3-1 on the year. They dropped a close game at Oklahoma State last weekend, but now home hosting Baylor Saturday afternoon in Manhattan. And we welcome in the voice of the K-State Wildcats, our good friend Wyatt Thompson. Good morning to you, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Great to talk to you, my friend. And I have to say this.
Yes.
I probably should have said this before.
Yes.
On your airwaves.
Yes.
Your radio show is really good, dude. You should be proud.
Well, thanks very much. You know, having guys like you on, having guys like you makes it good. How about that?
I don't know about that part, but it's really good. It's a great sound, man. You should be proud of it.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much for saying that. We enjoyed doing it, and it's great to have this platform to visit with you. Looking forward to coming your way. Looks like rain, huh? Looks like a good chance of rain Saturday.
Yeah, and it's been pretty wet here in the last couple of days, actually, John. And Saturday they're talking, you know, about it being pretty damp. I'm not going to kid you. There's like a 80% chance of rain now. I think more towards late afternoon, early evening, it's going to clear out of here and get quite a bit better. But we could get a little bit wet during the game.
All right, sounds good. We'll be indoors, so we'll be okay.
Yeah, fortunately.
Yeah, but folks heading that way, plan accordingly. We heard from Coach Klieman in the bump back there, and he has stepped in, and it seems like, you know, just looking at it from the outside, and I saw him and talked to him at the Big 12 media days. It seems like a really good fit for him and Kansas State. Do you feel that way?
I do. I think that's a really great point, JMO, because that's one of the things that Gene Taylor talked about early on. When it was announced that Klieman got the job, the first day or two, the reaction from K-State fans wasn't all that positive. But once they heard him, once they kind of saw what he was all about, started to study what he had done at North Dakota State, a little bit of social media help, there's no doubt about that. But he has just settled in. I think replacing Bill Snyder would be extremely difficult. But what I tell people in interviews every day is that he has just been Chris. He's comfortable in his own skin. He's comfortable with the way he and his staff do things. And he's done a really, really nice job so far, in my opinion.
Well, and that's not an easy job. I mean, it takes the right person to succeed a Bill Snyder and coach in a stadium that has Bill Snyder's name on it. What would you say are maybe some of the differences in this Chris Klieman coach team compared to K-State under Coach Snyder?
Well, schematically, they're pretty different on both sides of the ball. I think as men, and just talking about their abilities to coach the game at the floor level, I think for the most part there are more similarities than people see, meaning Coach Klieman wants to be a power running football team and play good defense and play really good special teams. That's what Bill Snyder did, you know that. I think on top of that, though, the real differences that people have noticed is the fact that Coach Kleiman's probably a little bit more modern in his thinking in terms of the social media, the access to players within the program, assistant coaches, coordinators within the program. As you know, Coach Snyder was brilliant here. There's no doubt about that. But he was pretty tight to the vest, and he kind of was the spokesman for the group. this is a little more open and probably more like, you know, the other programs in the league now, to be honest about it.
And a little music at practice sometimes. That probably didn't happen much under Coach Snyder, right?
Yeah, and you will notice, I'm sure you've heard this. If not, I guess I'm breaking some news
to you.
But Bill Snyder really didn't fluctuate very much from the uniforms over the years.
Yeah,
other than maybe a camo helmet from time to time. But we will be wearing a little bit different look on Saturday. Purple top still, but instead of the silver helmet and pants, there will be white pants and helmet on Saturday night, and the kids are excited about it, and you can just feel it. They're pumped up.
Yeah, I heard that from his press conference yesterday, so that's a big deal, and you're right. You know, whatever gets the players, the student-athletes excited, man, go for it. You know, whatever gets them going is going to be a positive, I would think.
Well, sure, and the longer I'm around this, and I'm sure you are this way too, you realize that this is all about the athletes and their experience, both on the field and off. And, you know, we all have, a lot invested in facilities and the infrastructure and all of those things. And then that's in part for their experience. And frankly, the uniform is part of that. There's nothing wrong with the way Bill Snyder did it either. I feel that way.
Oh, sure.
But on the other hand, I think if you look at it like this game starts with players, I think Chris Klieman is more than happy to be able to do this, and I think it'll help in recruiting, and we've got a great university here, and he's done a nice job so far.
Wyatt, look at the Big 12 stats for this week, the overall stats. So through the three non-conference games and then the conference opener for you guys at Oklahoma State, for us at home against Iowa State. Kansas State is number one in the Big 12 and 17th in the nation in scoring defense, giving up 16 points a game. Number one in the league. Baylor is number two, 16.2 points a game allowed. How about that? These two teams are the top two in scoring defense in the league.
It's interesting you bring that up because Coach Klieman talked a lot about that at his press conference yesterday, and in that, if you remember back to the game last year, Baylor won the game, but K-State had a lot of success running the football with Alex Barnes. It's been a little bit tougher for teams this year, and he kind of talked about how they almost look a little bit like Oklahoma State and how they try to play in terms of the schematics of it. The talent of the teams are kind of somewhat different, at least from our perspective. But I've heard Coach Rule say this. I've heard Coach Klieman say this. Both of these defenses really compete. They run to the ball. They're going to smack you and hit you. And they want to be, you know, a physical group. And I think the numbers bear that out.
Well, you know, that's what Coach Rule wants to do. That's what he said. That's what he's tried to institute here, you know, since he got here. And it seems like it's playing out so far. That's kind of the game we had last week against Iowa State. And sort of same type game you guys had, I mean, minus Chuba Hubbard, kind of the game you guys had last week against Oklahoma State also.
Well, Chuba's really, really good. And his speed hurt K-State. There's no doubt about that. I really enjoy watching him just as a fan of the game because I think he has a lot of things that he brings to the table that people will enjoy, meaning he has, you know, good people around him, but he has great patience as a runner. But that breakaway speed is really, I mean, it hurt K-State. There's no doubt. With that said, I think Coach Klieman was thrilled at, like what you talked about, that they competed. It was a game where the defense kept them in it. Now, the offense didn't do enough, and that probably, frankly, will be the concern again this week. But the defense has played well through the first four games. Nobody would debate that.
Wyatt Thompson, our guest, voice of the K-State Wildcats. Skylar Thompson, no relation, I don't think, right?
No,
okay.
No.
Yeah, just making sure. I never thought about that. But he has stepped in as your number one quarterback, kind of split time the last 2 years. It's got to be good for him, you know, to know that he's the guy and you know, he's going to get the starting reins.
He's flourished with it, J-Mo, to be honest with you. And I think he's really been, other than the change from Coach Snyder to Coach Klieman and all that goes with that, with our fans getting to know a new staff in a different way is Skyler. I think the coaches were exceptionally excited about him from the beginning when they started to get to know him a little bit. He was around the complex pretty much 24/7, according to Coach Kleiman. He has a great feel for this offense and really likes it. I think it's just a good marriage, so to speak. And he's been really good, man. There's got to be a feeling for him that, you know, not looking over his shoulder and those kind of things, that's made him relax and just, you know, be the guy. And with that, maybe be a little bit of a better leader. He didn't play his best game on Saturday night. No doubt about that. But I think he's the unquestioned guy on offense for K-State and will continue to be so.
Wyatt, final thought. You guys have a little bit of a funky schedule here early in the year. You had the open date you started 3-0 and the big win on the road at Mississippi State. Congratulations again on that. Then played Thank you. State last week, Baylor this week, and then another open date. And then you go, seven straight weeks after that. Kind of a little wonky with those open dates here bunched in early in the season.
And I think it's a really good point, because what Coach Kleiman has said was he really liked the off week after Mississippi State and prior to the start of conference play.
Yeah.
But it would be much more ideal to, say, play Baylor and TCU and maybe even Oklahoma before you have another one. But that's just not the way it's laid out. So you're right. Funky's probably a good way to put it. I think the second bye week is just kind of misplaced for whatever reason from the K-State perspective. But, hey, those seven games are going to be hard, but this one will be too. So you're looking at eight games in 9 weeks, and that's pretty tough.
Wow.
Hey, Wyatt, how have everybody up there adapted to the new ESPN Plus platform?
Well, it's been a little bit of a challenge. Our fans were extremely frustrated with it, that was the platform for the ball game with Oklahoma State. And then the absolute truth is I think even by their own admission, had some issues. I think Gene Taylor, our athletic director, has addressed that with the commissioner of the Big 12. I think they've been pretty open in saying that ESPN promised them that this would be a production that was very similar to ESPN and ESPN2, and it was not, and it needs to be. So there was, I'm not going to kid you, there was a lot of disappointment and frustration here, and I think Gene is still getting letters, emails, text messages, and all of those kind of things because of it. It was a tough night for him. I'm not going to kid you.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we're all working through that. It's our first year with ESPN Plus also. Hey, man, great to visit with you. I appreciate your time this morning. Look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Travel safe, Jay Mullen. We'll see you this weekend,
buddy. Sounds great. Thank you very much. Wyatt Thompson, the great voice of the Kansas State Wildcats, been there a long time, does a great job representing Kansas State, and good to get his insight on the Wildcats and the matchup with Baylor coming up on Saturday. Again, we're on the air here at 12:30 with the Tailgate Show, 2:30 kickoff Saturday here on ESPN Central Texas, television on ESPN2. So good question, Garrett, that for him and K-State fans, it was tough because that K-State-Oklahoma State game Saturday was on Big 12, now on ESPN+.
I heard something. I didn't know the full details of what have happened, but that's why I was wanting to know from their perspective what's going on.
Yeah. It didn't, you know, to put a Big 12 football game on there, a conference football game on there, you would expect a level of production, you know, comparable to ESPN, ESPN2. Right. And it, you know, I think he's right. It really wasn't. I watched part of that game. It looked like, I don't know if they were short some cameras, nothing against the announcers at all, but just the cameras, number of cameras, and just the way it looked, just didn't look like what you would expect from ESPN.
See, that's one thing. I wasn't sure what the details were, but if you're going to, you got to be better than that.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's the point why it was subtly trying to make, and that Gene Taylor, their AD, has made with the commissioner also. So, that and ESPN promised that. you know, for there's going to be some Baylor, not any more football games. Mm-hmm. The first game of the year was on ESPN Plus, but there'll be some, you know, like volleyball tonight that we're doing is on ESPN Plus. But then when you get into men's basketball, mm-hmm. there'll be some men's basketball conference games on ESPN Plus, and you would expect nothing short of an ESPN quality production for those games.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, if their name's attached to it, you have to. I mean, you almost have to.
So, good question there. It really was. All right, great to visit with Wyatt. I have the world's utmost respect for him and the job he does. Look forward to seeing him on Saturday. All right, let's take a break. We will be back with more in a moment. Day of the day, some birthdays to pass along and more when we come back. We appreciate you being with us on this Wednesday. We're brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Always plenty going on at the Baylor Club. We went through the list for you yesterday, and this is an open date for them, so to speak, with no Baylor home game, but still plenty of activities going on at the Baylor Club this week, and that includes tonight. I'm scanning for the email now. The Tune In Tuesday is what they send out every Tuesday to give you an update on events coming up over the course of the week. So tonight is the harvest, where they pick one food item and kind of give you great ways to prepare that. Chef Lee and Chef Spiesmaker, tonight's feature will be sweet potatoes. So that comes up tonight, 5:45 to 6:45 in the Anytime Lounge. Saturday, not food related, but they've got the Cubs Club fall photo shoot. So if you're a member, you can bring your kids there, and I'm sure they'll have great backdrops, backgrounds, and they'll do pictures. It's from 12 to 4 on Saturday. It's absolutely free for members, the Cubs Club fall photo shoot on Saturday at McLean Stadium at the Baylor Club. You have to make a reservation, though. Limited spaces are available. Call 254-710-8080. For that. Look ahead to next week. Tuesday is Family Pasta Night. Next Wednesday, the 9th, the week from tonight, is Trivia Night. What's the subject? Let's see. This month's theme will be the arts for Trivia Night, a week from tonight at the Baylor Club. So plenty of activities always on the horizon for the Baylor Club. Check it out on the web, thebaylorclub.com, or you can always give them a call. If you have membership questions, Stephanie or April or Mike Mosel could help you. Anyone who answers could certainly answer your questions. So the phone number is 254-710-8080. We're talking about the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Miller Lite is brewed for every Cowboys fan who knows Miller Lite has been the only beer of the Cowboys since day one. Because when it comes to your team and your beer, you never compromise. That's why we brew Miller Lite with great taste and only 96 calories. Miller Lite. Hold true. Celebrate responsibly. 2018 Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, 96 calories, 3.2 grams carbs, less than 1 gram protein, and 0 grams fat.
Automatic Chef Canteen is a full-service micro-market vending and office coffee provider with state-of-the-art vending equipment. They offer custom-fitted micro-market vending and office coffee solutions for your employee break room. Locally owned and operated for over 50 years in Central Texas, including in-house mechanics on call 24/7 for fast, reliable service and maintenance. Automatic Chef Canteen, 6900 Imperial Drive in Waco, or online at automaticchefcanteen.com.
The Lorena Athletic Association meets the first Monday of each month, and they invite all supporters of the Leopards and Lady Leopards to become a member and attend the meetings. Last year, the Lorena Athletic Association awarded 17 college scholarships to deserving Lorena ISD seniors. They also try to provide needed items each year from the high school and junior high coaches' wish lists. The Lorena Athletic Association is seeking volunteers to work concession stands at home sporting events. Call Lorena High School for more information or check them out on Facebook.
For more than 90 years, you've entrusted our brand to guide you toward living the lifestyle you've always dreamed of. Now you can entrust Better Homes and Garden real estate professionals with your needs and help you find the home of your dreams and throughout every stage of your home buying or selling process. With your life in mind, there's Better Homes and Garden Real Estate. Edwards & Associates. Expect better at BetterWaco.com. That's BetterWaco.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Ingham with the First National Bank of Central Texas, where we are proud to back the Midway Panthers. Just like head coach Jeff Hume and his team, we strive for excellence each and every day. We're a locally owned bank, and treating our customers like family is our top priority. Come by and see us at any of our five convenient locations. We'd be honored to help you with any of your banking needs. The First National Bank of Central Texas, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Go Panthers!
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco. 833 North Valley Mills Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6. Saturday, 8 to 5. Baylor AD Mac Rose joined You Make the Call on Tuesday to talk all things Baylor athletics, including how he knew 3 years ago head football coach Matt Rule was the right guy for the job.
I knew because he sat down and I knew the person. He's got that special ability to connect, and he cares, and he can be trusted. In a very short time, he's been able to garner the trust of Texas high school football coaches. You know, we all believe and know that they are the best of the best in the country. And Matt and the staff have done a great, great job resonating with them.
For the complete interview, go to CentexSportsFan.com under podcast. Tonight, the Rays and the A's take the field in the AL wildcard game. First pitch from Oakland is at 7 p.m. on ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Back with us, final segment, John Morris Show on this Wednesday morning, brought to you in part by Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. I think Amanda will be coming by tomorrow, Garrett. You remember the Dancing with the Waco Stars?
Yeah.
Well, Amanda won it.
Did she really?
She won it, yeah, last week. So going to get some more details on that. Great for charity, but pretty cool. We'll learn more about that tomorrow.
Absolutely. I don't see why you didn't get an invite.
There's a lot of reasons I didn't get an invite to that. But Amanda, here's a great success story for Amanda. After 239 days on the market, Amanda Cunningham was graciously given a chance to get a home sold that unfortunately was difficult to get moving until she and her awesome team, Christy Bass with Barn Dominium Home and Design, and Jessica and Amanda Lloyd, and sold in a snap. Real Estate Marketing Media and Modern Media, all of them got involved. They took over and they got this house sold in 21 days. So it had been on the market for 239 days. Amanda and her team get involved. 3 weeks later, it sold. Amanda gets results like that. She is passionate about what she does. She is honest as the day is long. She is reliable. And she is really a rock star real estate agent. So Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor, has a great team around her as well. If you have any realty needs, buying or selling, just check out what Amanda can do for you and what she has done. A lot of success stories just like that one. Amanda would direct you to her Facebook page. Just search Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor, and she'll run with it from there. And, you know, she has proven results. So that is a great way to go with Amanda Cunningham. All right. I want to mention this also. Just got a text from Ben Johnson, Heart of Texas FCA. Tonight is the night of their Fields of Faith. It's at Waco ISD Stadium. It's tonight, 6:45 to 8 p.m. 20-plus area FCA huddle groups will be represented. Numerous area churches will be there as well. Rich Garza will be the keynote speaker this evening. Rich is a former college and professional football player. player and lives in San Antonio. He's the chaplain for the San Antonio Spurs. So you'll enjoy hearing from Rich Garza this evening. It's the Fields of Faith, Waco ISD Stadium tonight, 6:45 to 8 p.m. coming up this evening. All right, day of the day. Garrett, you tell us today is National Pumpkin Seed Day.
Seems fitting for October.
Yeah, that fits in October very well.
Yeah. You like pumpkin seeds?
I do. They're really good.
I'm more of a sunflower seed person.
Right.
I'll eat them. My daughter really loves pumpkin seeds, but she's like our biggest pumpkin seed fan in the house. But they're okay, but I'm more of a sunflower seed person.
Today's her day, then. Yeah, National
absolutely.
Pumpkin Seed Day. I was over at the Farrell Center coming through the weight room, the nutrition center over there, and Jeremy Hefner said, here, try some of these. And it was a little bag of pumpkin seeds. And they were great. I mean, prepackaged, you know, just a small little bag.
Yeah.
But, man, they were really good. So the first Wednesday in October, who knew, offers up the seasonal delight, National Pumpkin Seed Day. And today is their day. It's a nutritional powerhouse as well. Among other civilizations, the Aztecs and the Mayans believed to revere pumpkin seeds as an essential and powerful source of food and nutrition. So there you go. Check it out today. No better day than today, National Pumpkin Seed Day.
Absolutely. And if the Mayans and them trust in them, then I trust in them. They knew what was going on.
I'm not arguing with the Mayans. All right. So that is the day of the day today. Birthdays on this day, the 2nd of October. Our man David Hartage. Today's David's birthday. I need to send him a text. David with the Baptist General Convention of Texas. He and Kathy, great Baylor supporters. He gets here down here as much as he can for Baylor events. So if you know David Hartage, tell him happy birthday. Today's his day. Clifton Odom, former Baylor defensive back. Today's his birthday. Austin Stone, former Baylor pitcher. Today is Austin's birthday as well. Scroll on down here. Oh, Raymond Cockrell's birthday today. And this is going back to when I was in school. Ray Cockrell was big tight end. Man, he was a big dude. Mm. And today is Raymond's birthday, so happy birthday to him. He is 61 today. He's much older than I am, a year. So we're of the same vintage, but really great memories of him when he was suiting up playing football at Baylor.
I don't have anybody today. I'm not a popular person.
You're a popular person. It has nothing to do with that.
No birthdays today.
No. There you go. All right. So there's our list of birthdays today. And if we missed you, I apologize. But happy birthday to all those folks coming up today. All right. Let me remind you again, as we started today, remind you again about Baylor Volleyball on the air tonight. On the air being on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus. And Katie Steger and I will have the telecast tonight, 7 o'clock, Baylor, Oklahoma, on the floor in the Farrell Center. It's on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus, and Baylor, the number one team in the nation, and home playing as the number one team in the nation for the first time. They'll play tonight against Oklahoma. They'll play Saturday against K-State, but a great opportunity to see if you think, wow, man, what's a number one mm-hmm. volleyball team look like? Well, you get a look at one tonight.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, it's something that's never happened before, so go out there and take advantage of it
yep.
and enjoy the atmosphere.
Yep, very much so. So that's tonight. Look forward to that. We'll talk all about it tomorrow. Let me add one birthday to the list. She was on another list, but today is Amy Chandler's birthday. Amy, married to David Chandler. Amy, a lot of folks will know her from her teaching days at Midway. She's retired from that. Amy and David have moved to Denver. David was our longtime basketball trainer and now is working in development, advancement for Baylor University. So miss seeing them around, but we stay in touch. They're in Denver. We need to go see them. I'd love to go to Denver at any point in the year. But happy birthday to Amy Chandler today as well. And that's how we wrap things up. So we appreciate you listening. Thanks to Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the K-State Wildcats, who was on with us. Now stay tuned. Matt Mosley, Matt Mosley Show, is coming up next here on ESPN Central Texas.
Oh, yeah.